You're listening to SBS News.
These are the voices of some of Narracourt's newest citizens, soon to be included for the first time in an Australian census. Inside, their mothers are attending an English class at the Australian Migrant Resource Centre, the AMRC.
If you even finish them, I will be even happier.
Sadiqa arrived in Australia 7 years ago to reunite with her husband. This year, she will fill out the census for the first time.
It's a beautiful small town, and now it's been changed a lot because there's a lot of friends and families who are living in here. And they are just like a bit crowded, you can say.
Some of the new friends are also from the Hazara community. Others are new arrivals in Narracourt from parts of Southeast Asia.
I was feeling a bit lonely, but now as like time has grown, so there's a lot of friends and families, which is much more friendlier environment, and you don't feel that much lonely.
The 2016 census revealed close to 4% of the Narracourt-Lucendale population was born in Afghanistan, and the Hazaragi language the second most spoken after English. Nationally, Afghans make up less than 0.5% of the population, according to the 2016 census. The mayor of Narracourt-Lucendale Council, Erica Vickery, says work opportunities are drawing people to the region.
It's employment. The opportunities are here for them, particularly in the vineyards, in our surrounding areas, and the meatworks that is just very close to Narracourt.
She says the recent migration has changed the feel of the town.
Our events are starting to have a slightly different flavour to them, where we used to, you know, be very straightforward, Anglo-Saxon almost. Now we have that multicultural feel about it. So the sharing of food, the sharing of cultural differences and celebrating their events is starting to really make a difference in our town. The multicultural feel of the town and the diversity of the town, I think, has slowly crept in. It's been an osmosis of people being accepted.
The 2016 census data led to funding for a full-time migrant resource centre to support the new community. The centre estimates there are now up to 27 nationalities using their services, and efforts are underway to ensure everyone is counted in the 2021 census. It's part of a national partnership between the Bureau of Statistics and Settlement Services in regional Australia. Sadiqa understands the importance of gathering this information.
We in this community needs a lot of classes, like English classes in here, and due to Migrant Resource Centre and TAFE also. So this that's much more helpful for all the women who can just have a dream of to achieve something, and that will come true by these classes.
She hopes the 2021 census will lead to funding for new training opportunities.
A bigger organisation of TAFE to have different fields which people are looking for, like most of the women, they are interested in baking, in hairdressing and stuff like that.
Wagiha Batul is translating the census into Hazaragi.
I'm a census officer, and in census you collect the data from the people to help Australia have the funding to make stuff for the people that they need actually.
The 20-year-old arrived in Narracourt from Pakistan last year when her family reunited with her father, who had worked in Australia for a decade.
I've never been in a country town, so I came from a city to a town, and now I like it here because my family lives here.
The Migrant Resource Centre says the reunification of families after years of separation will likely be a theme in this year's census data. Here's Eugenia Tasoulis, the organisation's CEO.
We have shifted from sole men who came out as boat people or by themselves to work, to them having their families, being reunited with their families.
Ms. Tasoulis expects the 2021 census will also highlight the Narracourt Afghan community's achievements and their sense of belonging since the 2016 survey.
I know that since then people have bought houses. people are sending their kids to school and tertiary education, and those young people are coming back. There's apprenticeships happening.
But some people are hesitant about sharing their personal information. Wagiha Batul is helping the community overcome these fears.
You'll be like, oh, they're taking our information, but that is for the betterment of our own self. So they take your information to do something good for your future. So I was like, okay, we can share the information because it's secret. So no one can be known about this information.
The program also aims to support a large number of seasonal workers in the region to fill out the census this year. Migrant Resource Centre Narracourt manager Frances Kirby says it's important for the development of new resources.
If someone isn't here for the next 5 years for the next census, they might feel that it's not important to them, it's not important to the town, but it is, because this will pave way for future planning, it will pave way for future language needs that the town definitely has, resources in their library, education, all of this.
She hopes this census will reflect the expanding diversity she works with every day.
It's not just a farming, white, traditional, mainstream town. It's more than that. It's that plus a vibrant multicultural community.
Peter Doherty, SBS News.